This is your KMC Update. I'm Staff Sergeant Christian Conrad. The Department of the Air Force has issued guidance on removal of adverse actions and handling of religious accommodation requests related to refusal of COVID-19 vaccinations effective February 24th. The DAF will remove adverse information from records of those currently serving service members who sought an exemption on religious, administrative, or medical grounds and who received adverse actions solely due to their refusal to take the vaccine. Members will be notified by their command or the Air Force Personnel Center or Air Reserve Personnel Center. Current service members do not need to initiate any actions for their records to be updated. While the Air Force guidance for COVID-19 exemptions have changed, the virus itself is still an unfortunate reality for many. AFN recently sat down with Colonel Christine Campbell, Longstuhl Regional Medical Center Chief Medical Officer, to talk about the future of care as it pertains to COVID-19, as well as plans to close the COVID screening clinic effective March 6th.
We're closing the COVID clinic basically due to low demand for COVID testing. But don't worry, COVID testing will still be available for all TRICARE enrolled beneficiaries at LARMC, especially for official travel and for cold and COVID-19 symptoms at your primary clinic.
Colonel Campbell continued, underscoring LARMC's continued commitment in combating the virus through testing, though with a couple important caveats.
Testing will be appointment-based unless it's for official travel. So for official travel patients, they can walk in at our family health clinic here at LARMC or at Kleber Army Health Clinic during normal business hours. So if you have cold symptoms or COVID symptoms, you should definitely be calling the appointment line.
To learn more about the new policy or to schedule a COVID screening appointment, contact Longstuhl Regional Medical Center at DSN 590-6351. That's it for your KMC Update. I'm Staff Sergeant Christian Conrad.